This is KDWB, and here's proof. Come on. That's better. All of that? That was, Harry. Click. We're going to do some more Presley. This particular one, for instance.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. But if you get ready now, go, cat, go. But don't you do it. Well, you can do anything, but stay home for my blue suede shoes.
All right, Elvis Presley in blue suede shoes on KDWB, the Dirty 630. Your favorite radio station and mine in St. Paul, and in fact for the entire Twin City area. Incidentally, there's a very great story, those of you who care, about the time that Minneapolis and St. Paul were going to get together, and they had everything settled. The two city councils got all set, and they had everything set, like who was going to run what, until they got to the name. And then what happened was that the man, they said, a man from Minneapolis said, how about, let's use Minnehaha. And the man said, oh yeah, what do you mean Minnehaha? Well, the fellow says, Minnie for Minneapolis and Haha for St. Paul.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Hey, hey, I'm all shook up.
Incredible Elvis Presley. Munch. As I sit here eating my cake and carrying on, this is KDWB, the Dirty 630.
KDWB.
Didn't I tell you?
Channel 63.
Channel 63, Twin Cities. One of ours.
Everyone in town knew Mr. Webster.
Mr. Webster, a Tommy and Bobby production, or rather one of our productions, a Tommy and Bobby song that Tommy and Bobby wrote for us. That was Mike on electric steel guitar, for those of you who care. Are those kids outside still listening? We hear a scream. Yeah, that's not such a hefty scream. I want everybody listening to scream. One scream. Real loud scream, gang. Nah, come on.
Any lane there in the bar showing photographs.
Penny Lane by the Beatles, another Lennon and McCartney smash genius soul song hit. This is KDWB, the Dirty 630. The time is 14 minutes before 4 o'clock. This is your DJ, Peter Tork, sitting in for whomever's show it is. Does anybody know whose show this is? Whose show is this? His. Who? Tack Hammer. Tack Hammer? Is that for real? Tack. Born with the name Hammer, and he's been tacked on ahead of time. Listen, those of you who care, there's going to be a concert tonight. The Sundowners are going to be starring, and then there's going to be a little post-concert action by us, and we hope you'll all be there. Those of you who can't make it, well, just keep tuned, because this is a show right here. This is Aretha Franklin. On Atlantic Records, going down slow. Slow, Aretha Franklin, arranged by herself and with her on piano and probably singing all the background voices too, if you happen to have noticed any of those. This is KDWB, Dirty 630. I'd like to remind you that our box office opens at 6:30. That's us, the St. Paul Auditorium I'm talking for. The Sundowners and Lynn Randell's and the Monkees concert going to be on tonight, starting at 8:30, and we hope that everybody gets there, because we're going to have a lot of fun, and we'd like everybody to join in, because it's going to be a gassy old time. These are the Hollies. And a scratchy record called Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann, the Hollies, and a scratchy record on Epic Label. And listen, this is how we're going to carry on. I hope those of you at the main station are ready for the news, because there's going to be some of that in about 5 minutes. And we'd like to remind you that it's Monkey Day in St. Paul, and the Twin Cities, and all of Minnesota. And especially, this is for those of you down at Carleton College listening. The school that flunked me out is now going to carry on. And listen, we're playing B-sides, a lot of those, because I've always wondered what's on, like, the backside of White Rabbit, for instance. And it's called Plastic Fantastic Lover, and of course it's by the Jefferson Airplane. And this is how it goes. That's it, the plastic, fantastic lover by the Jefferson Airplane, for what it's worth. We're also going to delve into the oldies, like we told you. And this is specifically one of them, Stevie Wonder. Fingertips, part two. At the tone, the time is going to be exactly 5 o'clock. That was the tone. And are you ready for this?
Don Miller with the KDWB News on the hour.
That was the end of the last
service of STP oil treatment used for the first 8 place winners of the 1967 Indianapolis 500. Sabika, Minnesota. Local county and state law officers tonight pressed their investigation into the shotgun killing of 50-year-old gas station proprietor Walter Cerulla of that small Wadena County town. No leads have been reported in the killing of Cerulla, who apparently surprised burglars in the station. Deputy Sheriff Greg Smith offered KDWB News this account of the slaying.
Like they were looking for money. And this old fellow slept upstairs, he and his third man, and they kind of surprised him in the act. And they carried a shotgun.
I understand that the young helper there also was found unconscious.
Yeah, he came to and notified the local police here.
Smith also added robbery apparently was the motive for the killing last night in Sabika, Minnesota, since a large sum of money Cerulla was known to have kept in the station could not be found. Peking, China, near civil war is reported today in Red China. Heavy, bloody fighting is reported the length and breadth of the mainland China with thousands killed or wounded. The power struggle between Mao Zedong and President Liu Shaoqi is imminent. Hospitals in embattled Wuhan are jammed with Chinese army soldiers. Manchuria was said to be in wild confusion tonight. A radio broadcast declared anti-Mao forces attacked army troops and bombarded Mao's headquarters in the city of Kaohsiung. Russia claimed today near civil war exists throughout China as rebels proclaim the end is near for the end of Maoism. Houston, just in, the nation's space agency tonight officially names 11 new astronauts to the elite corps. They include America's youngest astronaut, age 25, the oldest, 40. All are civilians, all are scientists. Two of them are foreign-born spacemen. Washington, high officials in the Department of Justice say conditions which triggered the widespread racial unrest still exist in the nation. Their feeling is, however, that the country's calm now we're experiencing could be a lull before another storm, such as in Detroit. San Francisco, the haven of hippies, has a killing on its hands tonight. The body of 25-year-old Johnny Carter was found in his three-room pad. He'd been stabbed repeatedly about the body. The slayer apparently cut off his arm and took it along with him. Police fanned out tonight through the haunts of the Love Generation to apparently find out who bore malice toward Carter, whose $3,000 reportedly is missing also. Hippie Carter's body was found with only a mattress in his room, the decorations, multicolored swirls, and bursts of so-called psychedelic art. St. Paul. The Minnesota Supreme Court today upheld the murder conviction of Raymond Kotka, serving a 15 to 20-year sentence for the 1961 killing of a friend in the Duluth area. Washington, the Pentagon says the troop buildup in Vietnam means sharper draft calls this fall. The Senate, using a king-size pair of scissors today, the Senate Appropriations Committee cut $1.5 billion off of President Johnson's $70 billion defense budget. Saigon, 900 American warplanes attacking from three directions, bombarded North Vietnam from top to bottom in the heaviest one-day assault of the Asian conflict. One of our jets was lost to enemy ground fire. Its pilot reportedly is missing. St. Paul, an apartment house fire at 892 Rice Street today forced the occupants of the building into the streets. The blaze started in the third-floor apartment of Paul Bennett, who was not at home. The building suffered heavy smoke damage. Duluth. Police and firemen are petitioning the taxpayers in Duluth in their struggle to win a pay hike, which could make Duluth the 15th highest among the cities in the state in salaries. Duluth police and firemen say they turn to the people after the mayor and the council call the requests unreasonable and too costly. St. Paul, the famous monkeys, who you've been hearing all day on KDWB, invaded the Twin Cities this, the 4th day of August, where tonight they'll perform at 8:30 p.m. before a jammed, capacity-filled St. Paul auditorium crowd of more than 15,000. And now, this for STP.
May 31st, 1967. The greatest racing drivers in the world go a few rounds at Indianapolis. This is the classic, the Indy 500. And A.J. Foyt, along with the seven drivers who finish right behind him, have STP on their side. STP oil treatment makes the difference. STP is the racer's edge. And STP makes the difference in your car, too, old or new. STP keeps any engine running smoother, cooler, quieter, longer. STP tones up the muscle of an engine, tones down the clatter. STP is a gum fighter. It stops the sludge and gum that threaten engine power. Take a cue from the top eight finishers at Indy. The next oil change, or any time you need oil, have your service station add a can of STP. STP is the racer's edge.
Minneapolis-St. Paul weather, fair and continued cool tonight. Saturday, fair, slightly higher afternoon temperatures. Partly cloudy Saturday night and Sunday with a chance of a thundershower Saturday night or early Sunday. Not quite so cool on Saturday. Little change in temperature in the Sabbath. Winds are light and durable tonight and again tomorrow. Low tonight, 55. High tomorrow, 82. Winds are northwest now, 7 miles per hour at the International Airport. Humidity, 42%. Barometer falling slowly. Skies are partly sunny. It's 76 degrees now in Minneapolis and St. Paul. The next news, the 550 KDWB News Final. This is Don Miller reporting for STP Oil Treatment. Remember, the first time you need oil, every time you change oil, at STP Oil Treatment.
Hello, it's KDWB Radio again, and this is Peter Tork back at the remote station in the Rivers Hobarts Hotel. And we're playing oldies and goodies and newies and baddies and like just about everything we can get our hands on. This is Presley and Jake House. Elvis Presley, one of the first and really great giants of all time in the pop music business, and certainly one of the inspirations, certainly one of the Beatle inspirations, certainly one of mine.
Say no more, say no more.
I can say no more. That's Jones back there. Jones, you want to get on a good mic and like talk to the people? I know that the people want to hear you talk, so why don't you get on that mic over there?
Okay.
And there's Jones getting over on the other mic.
This mic?
That mic there.
This mic.
That mic there. How are you, Jones, fella?
Very good, Mr.
Jones. Thank you, sir. And sipping a Coke?
I've been resting.
Good. And you, listen, where's that tambourine? Play them. David is one of the best tambourine players in the country.
That's
although,
not true.
Well, he says that. He has to be modest. Of course, not too many people know how good a tambourine player he is because he spends more time playing drums and bass and such like instruments that nobody can really tell.
Thank you very much, Ben. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jones. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Listen, we're here playing. This is KDWB.
What are you going to play next?
I'm going to play a B-side.
A B-side?
A B-side.
Okay.
Well, you know the Soul Finger record that the Bar Cage put out on Bolt Records? This is the B-side.
Okay.
The Bar Cage and Knucklehead. We're here at the remote station of KDWB's radio. This is the 3630, and it's like, 11 and a half or 11 and three quarters minutes after 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Something over an hour before the box office opens. This is Dirty Peter Tork reading you out, reading you in, doing everything.
KDWB, Channel 63.
That's the station we're on. This is an ad.
Spray feels like no spray, yet it holds your hairdo beautifully all day long. Clean enough, clear enough, sure enough for blondes. Works great for brunettes and redheads, too.
Keeps the lining any hairstyle shining. Any hairshade, summer blonde, new hairspray, summer blonde, clean hairspray.
I'm on. Son of a gun. Listen, I'm sorry for dead space, KDWB. But we're sitting here listening to records and playing and carrying on. It's, let's see, the time is, I always have trouble. The big hand is a little after the two. I guess that makes it about 12 minutes after five. This is Channel 63, Dirty KDWB. Tenderest of the Beatles songs, Eleanor Rigby. KDWB, Big 630, and it's quarter after five, roughly, and it's Monkey Day. And this is Peter Tork. David Jones is hanging around. Mickey Dolenz has been floating in and out. Mike was handling this for the longest time, and now he's gotten tired of it. He's gone off to have a drink or something. And those of you who are hanging out outside, we're happy to have you. Those of you who are listening in your little portable pocket radios, And, listen, here's an interesting thing. I bet this has rarely been done before. Real genuine feedback, ladies and gentlemen, from a little tiny portable radio stuck into the mic. And that's the psychedelic. That's the way it goes. Heavy! We've been on the air all this time. Have we been muttering? If you've been listening to mutterings and carryings on, that's been us talking over the... Listen, that was Stevie Wonder, and I Was Made to Love Her is the name of the song he was doing. And we're going to turn now to this song, which for some reason never made an incredibly big splash, but that's only because it takes a lot of hearing to get it to where you like it. But it's a real knockout. Sing a song called Bluebird, written by my good friend Steve Stills. And I'd like to welcome you all to KDWB's remote station, listening to the, to this group and that group and the other group. This is one group, Carrying On. This group is the stars of tonight's concert, the Sundowners. We're going to be there, too. The song is called Always You. Well, that was a mistake. We were supposed to have a Coke ad on, but I told the guy that I wanted the right particular Coke ad, and so the Coke ad he gave me was this one, and I said, no, that's not the right Coke ad. But he didn't. He swore to me that it would be the right Coke ad.
KDWB, Channel 63.
This is the other side of the Buffalo Springfield record. Also a Buffalo Springfield record. It's called Mr. Soul.
Bobby Gentry.
Was a 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
May 31st, 1967. STP is the Racer's Edge.
KDWB. Channel 63.
Tucker's song called High Heeled Sneakers.
Oh.
If I sound a little echoey, it's because I'm like sitting on the far end. Oh, I know what it is. It's because the monitor's up. There we go. A little technical problem here. That's me playing a banjo, and I'm going to do some more of that. I hope you're ready, because if you're not, too bad for you. KDWB exclusive.
Honda's what's happening everywhere. Name the scene, you'll find the leader. Your Honda dealer, you'll find 20 models, from cool lightweights to hot scramblers.
Honda. Honda.
twin four-stroke engines that won Honda five international Grand Prix championships in a single season. Honda's happening. Let it happen to you.
Springfield. That's where we are. Okay, gang, and on we go. More music. This is a soul record. Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Road Runner. That's an ad for a pop that I happen to also enjoy, root beer, so dig it if you can. This is KDWB 3630 and yours and everybody's radio dial, I hope. And if you're listening to WDGY right now, then I don't know how you could tell what I'm talking about. So on we go. And listen, the weather outside is the same as it's always been. You know, we have some of it, as we it seem to consistently in this world, some weather, hot or cold. In this case, it's warm. My good friend Augie Bloom is going out to test the weather with his finger. He's wetting it, and he says there is definitely weather.